This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call and talk live here on the airwaves because, well, that's what we do on Free Talk Live. I mean, that's our whole shtick. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And the number. I got to look, you guys, because it's been a long time.
You don't have it memorized already?
Well, I memorized it, and then I left for, 6 weeks or something?
We changed everything up on you.
Because it's too cold up here.
Yeah, things have changed. 603-283-6160. I must say, the thing I miss the most is our old toll-free line. 603-283-6160. Please.
Are we going to get a new vanity number? Like, is it that difficult, or is it just costly and unnecessary?
The question is why. So why would you get a toll-free number?
Okay.
I mean,
is kind of nice ending your number with free.
That's fun.
Like, if I could do it on my own phone, I would.
But it's fun to end it in free. However, most people people couldn't understand what we're saying, so they thought we were giving the number three when we said free.
Even when you said free as in freedom?
Yeah, well, that's why
we had to spell it out.
Yeah, we had to go to that in order to, handle problems. But, maybe Liberty? Maybe we could get something that was like 603 Liberty? That'd be awesome.
Something to that effect. But I would say the
LBRT, maybe?
Maybe the reason for it is, the predominance of people listening to talk radio might be that age group that still has a landline phone paying MCI for long distance service.
Well, they're not paying MCI.
Okay, whatever. You know how
I got you.
It's an age reference,
pin
Mark.
Drop, baby.
The fact that you know the reference.
Yes.
Right?
That's why.
Shows the age group that you are in.
If you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you will see all of my gray hair. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
So those people might prefer, a toll-free number, especially if they're going to sit on hold for minutes on it.
You listen to the show regularly?
I listen to certain shows infrequently, yes.
Have you noticed a drop in callers?
I have not.
No.
Okay.
Well, neither have we.
Okay.
I called in a couple of times while I was in Florida, and I got to say, it wasn't the most delightful experience of my day. Arguing and getting, talked over and hung up on, wasn't much fun. So I'm giving you this commitment, callers. That's not going to happen here. The number is 603-283-6160. I just kind of, to some extent, that's what Free Talk Live has been accused of for a couple of decades, and I had that experience.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I mean, I've got a vanity number that I'm not going to give out on the air just to give out because it's fun to say to.
You got a vanity number? You want to sell it to us?
No. I will tell it to you personally off the air, and then.
But I'm just going to call you on your toll, and you can pay for my call.
It's not a toll free number, it's just a vanity number.
Just a vanity number? I see. Yeah, a vanity number would be one thing, a toll free number would be something entirely.
Who pays tolls for numbers?
Well, they were.
The 20th century?
Well, that's the thing is that we had a toll free number, that the 855 number, and therefore people would call in on their cells. What would be a free call, but it's not because it's a toll-free number. So we paid for it while they sat on hold for 45 minutes or whatever. It could be that long. I mean, right now I see a couple of calls coming in, and I'll take care of both of them coming up here in a few moments, and then, we'll talk to them in the next segment. But, why were we doing that with the toll-free number? I think toll-free numbers are kind of gone.
Okay.
Vanity number is different than a toll-free number.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, there's an air of professionalism, I think, associated.
Agreed. Sure. If you call United Airlines or Amazon or whomever you're calling, you're going to call a toll-free number.
If you're the local radio show down the street doing local radio, 603 number, probably fine.
Yep.
But you're a nationally syndicated show heard in multiple continents, maybe toll-free just has that.
Ian is attempting to brand Free Talk Live in some way as a New Hampshire show,
okay.
And having a 603 number isn't the worst thing that way.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
also fair.
These are things that we kicked around, and I'm glad somebody wants to talk about them, because we spent an inordinate amount of time discussing it, and the conclusion we came to was, why bother?
Okay.
And if you have any thoughts on it, the number is 603-283-6160. Tell me why it sucks. 603-283-6160.
Or if you have a cool vanity number that you're going to sell the radio show.
We're not spending much, I can tell you that. Let's get into the show prep.
Okay. So this is something, again, that we discussed a little bit prior to the show.
Uh-huh.
And Mark was like, we got to do that on the air. I'm surprised this hasn't been covered. Or maybe it has, and we're going to rediscuss
it. It hasn't been covered by me.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Understand, we're talking about the star talent has just shown up, so let's do it.
Off of his helicopter?
None of us have a cool last name like Edge.
It's just made up.
That's the best kind. You got Edge, Peakless Mountaineer. What's that? And Bertie Rich. Come on.
Yep. None of us. These are not our real names, ladies and gentlemen.
I beg to differ.
My real name is Edgington.
Okay.
And,
I can pronounce my name however I feel.
That's right. It's certainly not spelled that way, though.
Yes, that's how I do it. Nevada bill would allow tech companies to create governments. And this came up briefly pre-show because, hey, there's so many move here projects that Mark's into.
Yes, I am investigating these thoroughly.
And I said, why don't you just move to Nevada and start your own government? Because they're allowing that there.
I know this was mentioned at some point, but I'm really, really glad I get to weigh in on this.
Okay.
For starters, thank you, world after 2020, because we are absolutely moving into the cyberpunk era of human reality.
Yeah, I mean, the government has contracted so dramatically in the last year that it is, I mean, the whole freedom charts are absolutely on their ear. Like, there was a moment in time in March of last year, 2020, that New Hampshire was the number one freest state in the union. But turns out that with the COVID charts, Florida's number six behind South Dakota, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and a few other places.
Wow. Yeah, Florida is the one I usually hear about just as far as everything's open. I mean, like, events exist, not that it's not restricted at all. But.
I haven't gone to an event in Florida. I've been down there for the last couple of weeks. And
just wait. Spring break is coming.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
I wouldn't have any interest, but...
can't go to Cancun because travel restrictions.
Well, no, there's no
because you might run into Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
As a matter of fact, I am going to Cancun for spring break.
Okay.
My son's spring break, he wanted to go to see the pyramids in Mexico.
Okay. So isn't he a little young for spring break?
Nothing cooler than bringing your dad along for spring break.
to see the pyramids.
About partying, Glee.
Peakless. Got to show him the ropes. Couldn't do it for Mardi Gras. I got to go to spring break. Carson City, this is from the APnews.com. Planned legislation to establish new business areas in Nevada would allow technology companies to effectively form separate local governments.
You know, I think that Nevada's just basically come to the conclusion that this, you know, sort of tiptoeing through the tulips around our fascist economy is, you know, just it's too slow, it's too backward. Like, let's just hammer it in the fact that we have corporate control of government.
But with corporate control of government means anyone with a corporation and enough money can form their own government.
Yeah, that is.
How much money are we talking about?
I don't know if it gets to it in the article, but I know you said like $250,000.
No.
A $250 million.
$250 million.
Okay.
$250 million.
Fundraise.
That you can show to begin building a city.
If only libertarians weren't so averse to making money.
And also,
it'd be easy.
There's basically not an aquifer.
Okay.
You cannot drill for water.
So good luck not dying in the desert there.
They built Las Vegas in the desert, man.
They built Las Vegas back when, you know what they did to, they flooded a whole town. They put up the that dam there. What?
Hoover?
Hoover Dam. Flooded out of town, and it is down. Like, the it's not nearly as high as it was. You cannot reroute that water and get more water to some new place. It's not possible.
Set up a pipeline and pipe it in from California or Canada.
I'm not saying that Amazon couldn't do it, but you can't.
Okay. But tech companies can. And if they're going to allow corporations to do it, that should be an avenue.
Oh, it will get done.
It could, yeah, right. If Google or Facebook want to do this, then it may very well be the thing. I don't know what happens with Web 3.0 and how that looks, and if you know, if these companies even survive. What do you think? 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. We're talking about what appears to be an opportunity for large corporations to create their own company towns. In
wealthy corporations.
Yeah, very wealthy corporations in Nevada. And we do kind of cover stuff like this on Free Talk Live, so I think it's worth, if we've covered this already, I don't mind covering it again, because I really want to kind of dive into this. But I do think that this is not feasible for projects like the Free State Project, where people want more liberty and better things. It may be a great place to go get a job. I don't know. Like, if Apple wants to move its entire campus out of California, Palo Alto. I think they have Palo Alto, right? Or is that Facebook?
That sounds right.
Anyway, wherever they are.
A lot of companies are fleeing California at this point.
Right. If they want to move their whole campus out there and create a whole new one.
And what a great way to invite those Silicon Valley companies into Nevada, right across the border there, with like, you're your own government now.
Yeah, you handle it. And but I mean,
not only will there be no taxes, there will be your taxes.
You do have to go to the government and beseech them for every little thing on this. But I can see some corporation might want to do this. I don't consider it a huge advantage. I don't think it's a jump forward in human organizational models. But hey, maybe. Well,
I mean, it's worth considering the fact that how many companies technically and hypothetically exist in Delaware for one reason, and it's just the taxes.
Well, they don't actually exist in Delaware, whereas right. building, having $250 million in the bank and investing, I think it was $25 million in infrastructure and, going through all the process, that's an entirely different thing. But yes, you're right.
Well, right. But I mean, you can be like Las Google and say, hey, credit card company, we have even more permissive tax laws in our little town.
It's true. Let's go to Richard calling in from Florida, listening on YouTube. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, the Nevada thing, everybody thinks Nevada's just desert. Like, I used to live on the 395 in Eastern California, and I've been all through Nevada. Like, there's a lot of nice places. There's actually a lot more water than you might think. A lot of nice hot springs and stuff.
But there's a lot of, I mean, you would admit that there's a great deal of inhospitable place in Nevada, right?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of it, they did all the nuclear bomb testing there, too, so a lot of it still has, like, a really weird kind of vibe to it.
Look, if they're talking about terraforming Mars, man, you can talk about terraforming Nevada.
It could be done.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So yesterday you mentioned Saipan, and I know Ian started throwing a temper tantrum. And so
it tends to happen.
Yeah, it happens. We make a living out of arguing, so it's okay.
What's up with that? Because I looked into this Free State Project back in like I've been listening to your show since like 2006, and I looked in the Free State Project, but like I grow a lot of food and stuff, and New Hampshire's not really conducive for that. And then
it has some advantages for that. I grew food in New Hampshire for quite some time, but we can go back and forth on that. I'm sure you've got a lot of time and energy invested in your homestead already, and that's hard to give up.
Yeah, that, and then I didn't really like the way that, like, the kind of the locals were perceiving a lot of the quote-unquote activism going on.
It's a very flawed system to say, hey, we're all here to fix all you broken mamma jammas, and we know the way to do this, and we know how to do it better than you.
That's a flaw on the activist side of things.
It sure is.
That's not a problem with the project.
What about the Saipan thing? Like, what's that? Because that's a conducive climate, and there's fishing, and what's that about?
So, to be clear, Saipan is an island among the U.S. Marianas. So Guam is part of the Mariana Islands, but it's its own separate entity, and the rest are one territory. Now, territory is similar and different than a U.S. state. And, you don't get to vote for the U.S. president, but there's more autonomy. You can do more things. Mostly, they signed a contract that gave the United States federal government the ability to use some runways on Tinian, which was where the planes that dropped the A-bombs on Japan took off from. And they traded that for what it basically is a whole bunch of checks sent to their locals. They operate very much like a imagine a welfare state where that didn't have to pay for its own welfare. You know,
it's kind of like Puerto Rico a little bit. Sort of.
Yeah, right. So there's a huge nepotism problem within their government. People are hired based on what families they're from, but not how good they are at doing their job, which means their government is highly inefficient, which is a libertarian's dream.
Yeah, that's what you want. they can't get anything done.
They cannot get anything done. And
nothing government sounds great.
Spark of people moving there.
What's that?
Is there some kind of like idea out there, like a spark or idea?
Yeah, so if you go to cryptofrontier.com, you can start looking at the project. It's basically a project to get people who are interested in cryptocurrency to work on things within the government there. It's not overtly. They're trying to learn from some of the difficulties that the Free State Project's had and not saying, hey, we're going to fix Saipan.
Don't be a douchebag to the natives.
And you should not be.
Well, that's the thing. And I would think it would be a lot easier to sort of operate in an environment like that where just not anybody can show up in a junk car and, like, you know.
Right. You got to have a plane ticket for, at this point, at least $800, I think it is, to get there. It's not cheap. And it's remote. You're not going to get from Saipan to, you know, where are you, Florida? You're not going to get from Saipan to Orlando in less than
20 hours.
Yeah, it's just not going to do it. So there's a lot
of. If you
moved
there, like, Ian's not going to get mad and fire.
Oh, I was there. I lived there for 2 months, from January 17th through March the 23rd. I was.
And legally, you're still there.
And I'm legally, as far as the IRS is concerned, because I moved within 14 days of a declared state of emergency. I am still on the island legally, but. I was on island. I was doing the show once or twice a week, depending on which week we were talking about. I had co-hosts. I had the whole thing, whole shebang going, taking callers. There was a bit of a delay, but it was doable. It was something I could handle.
Free talk more or less live.
Free talk delayed by a little bit, but it worked.
You're the only real voice of reason on the program.
I take offense to that.
You are not reasonable, son.
Well, anyway, I appreciate what you guys get to
about near.
That was Crypto Frontier?
CryptoFrontier.com. Yeah, and okay, it's a fascinating idea. I'd like to rattle off a couple of things. Gambling, completely legal. There's roadside casinos and everything. If you want to do that, I don't recommend it. I think gambling's a bad idea.
Yeah,
obviously it's rigged for the House, but it's one of the things that libertarians always talk about. Marijuana, legal, not city legal, legal.
Well, coming from Northern California, that's a benefit for me. I know how to do all that for sure.
And
at this point, for sure,
they don't have a grow operation. Nobody has been able to make it profitable.
With that climate,
because it's prostitution, ignored.
You'd have to do light deprivation. That's all.
And again, I don't recommend prostitutes to people, but libertarians care about this particular issue. Income tax is half of what it is.
Libertarians love degenerate behavior.
There's no sales tax. There's no property tax.
But you can't own property.
Howley's cannot currently own land, but they can own a condo.
Okay.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many states are dealing with the after effects of winter storms, including roads blocked and airports closed. The U.S. is now struggling to get coronavirus vaccine doses out, and it's falling behind schedule. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on ABC's This Week says they do have a backup plan.
We've been able to get about 2 million of those 6 million doses out. We expect to rapidly catch up this week, fill that backlog, make sure they're out to communities, and also meet our deadlines and our timelines of the doses that are due to go out this upcoming week.
The U.S. has now hit on a grim milestone with 500,000 coronavirus deaths. According to Johns Hopkins University, California has also reached a milestone at just under 50,000 deaths. The good news is that coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are now steadily declining in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog says Iran is continuing to allow entry into their nuclear sites, but now with less access. Iran has been pressuring Europe and the Biden administration into returning to the 2015 nuclear deal. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
First, Joe Biden is intent, determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Second, he believes that hard-headed, clear-eyed diplomacy is the best way to do that. And so he's prepared to go to the table to talk to the Iranians about how we get strict constraints back on their nuclear program. That offer still stands.
Sullivan appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Electricity has finally been restored to millions of people in Texas after a winter storm knocked out the power. Utility crews are working to repair broken water lines in many parts of Texas. There's also food shortages due to transportation problems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. I didn't hang up on anybody. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Mark is like, I got this off hold.
Wrong button.
How long have you been gone?
You know, if I'm here
every week. I don't know the number. I don't know where any of the buttons are. I don't know how to answer the phones.
I'd have to be in the seat 3 times a week to actually be proficient at doing this stuff. I'm sorry. I just don't have that kind of mind. You know, like, you know, whatever.
Maybe you should keep grooming Peakless for first chair.
Indeed.
Amongst other things. Soon I shall ascend the throne.
603-283-6160. So,
hey, if I'm not required to be reasonable, I may as well make the best of it.
Agreed.
No, you have to be reasonable if you sit in that chair.
Oh,
that's,
right.
That's the reasonable chair.
Else I really shall not ascend the throne.
That hasn't been evident over the course of almost 20 years now. Ian is sat in the chair most of the
time. That's why you have to groom Peakless.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
am I the only one thinking of, like, a couple of gorillas, like, eating ticks off each other at this point?
Grooming?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We were talking about, in the last break, the idea that Nevada is apparently proposing. They have not ratified this. This is not law in Nevada or anything like that. The idea that corporations, large money holders, you have to have, what, $250 million, can build a town out in the desert or wherever, someplace in Nevada.
Well, form their own government.
Form their own government. Yeah.
Form their own local government.
Now, one of the things I'd say about that particular... So imagine right now you can form your own government. You can create a community that has a homeowners association, right?
Sure. Yes.
And it is very much like a government in that you can make people be a part of it without them wanting to.
Well, they have to... You would have to... they'd have to buy property in a given geographic area and sign a contract that they're willing to do that and all that sort of thing. But, you know, they signed a contract. So at the very least, they signed up for that level of government. But the thing about a homeowners association, and frankly, a county or a city or a municipality or a town, whatever you want, is that it's basically a governmental overlay. It is not, you can't get more freedom by starting a town. You can only get less.
Okay.
Right? Do you see how a homeowners association works in that way?
I see the homeowners association in that way, but let me read like the next two paragraphs here.
Please do,
because I think there might be an opportunity, depending on how Nevada is structured.
And mind you, this is not passed yet.
Right. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak announced a plan to launch a so-called innovation zones in Nevada to jumpstart the state's economy by attracting technology firms. Las Vegas Review Journal reported Wednesday. This is the important one. The zones would permit companies with large areas of land to form governments carrying the same authority as counties, including the ability to impose taxes, form school districts and courts, and provide government services.
Right. So the courts wouldn't be likely superior courts, which are run by the state.
Right.
They would be circuit courts. You'd be able to do school zones, which would be cool. School is, in many places, 75% of the governmental costs. So if you could just hand out laptops and do teaching over the internet, well, frankly, like every place is doing, almost everybody's doing right now.
You mean acting like we live in the 21st century instead of, say, the 1800s?
Right. Then you've suddenly, ba-bing, saved a whole bunch of money.
So one of the arguments that I hear from, you know, movers here, Free State Project people here, is in New Hampshire, at least, the state level is like the perfect size of government because it keeps the feds off your back. Like, federal is too big, but the counties, if given too much power, would make it difficult to traverse from county to county without running afoul of some, you know, small local ordinance. So the state has to, like, impose certain restrictions on those county governments.
Now, do you mean size in terms of geography or politics?
Politics.
Okay.
Like, town government's too small because, you know, you go from one town to the next town and the rules are completely different, and that's...
I know, man. I moved out here from Denver, which is both.
Okay.
It is the city and county of Denver.
Understood. Talk to some people here about the politics because they don't like the cities being able to make their own rules
right.
That affect state level stuff.
Sure. So cities would, in many cases, pass rules on. I think that Keene passed an unconstitutional. I mean, unconstitutional by state standard. This Keene is the town from which we broadcast.
Sure.
Law that raised the smoking age to 21, and they're not able to do that, but they did, and they're willing to fight it. All the way till the point they lose. Because why wouldn't they? Who's gonna argue with this? 19-year-old smoker? They don't have any money. You know? Well,
and if you know, from the libertarian perspective of always shrinking down the size of government from the fed level to the state level to the city level to the county level to the, you know,
individual
level, like, yeah, huzzah, we've won, right? You should want that, you know, the cities to have
more power.
Than the state.
That way people would move away from the city in order to have more freedom.
Seems reasonable. So if you're talking about Nevada going like, you're your own county, right? You have county level powers, and you have the power to impose form school districts, et cetera, doesn't mean that you must, right? So if you're a tech company and you want to attract people to your area, you have less taxes, right, than those surrounding areas. You provide less services than those surrounding areas, and the people who prefer freedom Right. Well, in the inhospitable desert.
The funny thing is that you can provide local and state governments are so inefficient that many of the services that they provide are wildly more expensive than they should be. You can provide free schooling to people at a significantly less of a cost.
Well, but you could also form a county and not do that at all.
You could, potentially. You probably run afoul. Okay, so every state constitution except for New Hampshire's mentions public school as a right.
Okay.
So you would probably have to provide some level of schooling as a county in, in a corporation that made a county. But you could provide it at a significantly less cost. Remember, MIT put its entire curriculum on the Internet for free.
It would be interesting if Google or Facebook or, Microsoft or whatever, we're moving to Nevada, and here's that school
and
in this particular county.
For the people out there that, believe that the only schooling is government school and the teachers are next to God, please remember, my son went all the way through fifth grade without ever stepping into a classroom. It's not, you don't need a teacher. You can just have, the stuff that you learn coming out of, the stuff you learn out of coming out of elementary school is basically to read and
reading,
do
writing,
arithmetic.
And every metric that they've tried to measure this stuff with shows that your outcomes are way better not going to public school. If you get homeschooled, you test 80% higher.
Right. Homeschool tends to be better. Now, there could be a selection bias in that. We don't know. But it's true. What you say is a true statement. It's absolutely true. And think about the stuff you learned in high school. I mean, the old Paul Simon's song about everything.
Gang warfare.
Think about all the crap I learned in high school. It's a wonder I can think at all. The only thing I learned in high school that has been of any use to me, I'm not talking about factoids and interesting trivia questions. I'm talking about usefulness. I have yet to diagram a sentence post high school, okay?
Wait until you have to help your son with his geometry.
Right.
Those SAS curves are going to come back to you like that.
Don't worry. We've changed the math to make it impossible for you to help your kids with their math homework.
Right. The only thing I used was typing, and it was an elective.
Okay.
PE, they don't even have, is even a requirement anymore.
No one comes out of high school and they're like, wow, I have so many skills now. I'm so capable. I can get jobs doing things. No one comes out of public school with anything like that.
Maybe a little bit public school if you took, like, shop class. Because,
That's the electives. The electives are the only useful part of this.
More knowledge and fewer fingers. Welcome to shop class.
That's only the professor, man.
The number, 603-283. Are you offended by the things I have said? Many people are. 603-283-6160. Your calls coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
Open my mic.
The number is 603-283-6160. We promise not to take ourselves too seriously this evening, but we'll take you seriously. What? Oh, you got the thing clicked. We got new cough buttons. Aren't they awesome? By the way,
that was awesome. You totally tricked him.
It's not
he was like, did I actually? I meant to mute Rich, and now Peakless is muted.
603-283-6160.
Worried your Alzheimer's was kicking in early?
I know it's going to happen to me. I already had a bad memory to start with. I know that the whole Alzheimer's thing is going to happen to me.
It's because of the vampires, I'm telling you. Well, the number one thing to prevent Alzheimer's is to keep using your brain.
It's true. Learn a language, Sudoku puzzles, you got to do all these things. Yeah.
Sudoku.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Scott the Bigot from Florida. Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
All's well.
Good evening. You know, you're talking about large companies, and my beef is with ruthless technocrats that have destroyed Americans' freedom of speech, and their First Amendment rights are being diminished daily. And I have a little list here of three major ones that have destroyed First Amendment rights. And let's begin with Mark Zuckerberg, owner of Facebook. Is greatly responsible for this nightmare, and Zuckerberg has even cut off Australia's freedom of speech. He has the audacity to tell the people of Australia, I don't know how many people, 20, 30 million people that live there, maybe the population of Canada, that you cannot have freedom of speech. It's forbidden. Only I can authorize to give you freedom of speech. So he is really a pompous SOB. He's horrible. Then you've got Michael Bloomberg.
Well, let me comment on that. I know what the running thread between these people's names is going to be. It may be just Berg.
Oh.
But Zuckerberg, I'm going to agree
with you. Iceberg took down the Titanic.
Now, I couldn't say whether Zuckerberg is controlled is controlled or whatever. Like, I don't know who's telling him to tell people what they can say and what they can't. But I will agree that major social media platforms, including Parler at this point, are...
Yeah, goodbye President Parler.
Yeah, they're out of control. And it's like there are things you can say and things you can't say. And at this, I'm going to take the opportunity to plug social.freetalklive.com. We started up our own node on Mastodon. As I understand, you cannot be kicked off and deplatformed on Mastodon.
This is awesome.
You can say things on the Free Talk Live server that will get you kicked off, but they're much less restrictive than, say, social media.
And you can also start your own node and federate yourself. So I think that plug right there, Mark, just wipes out the entire argument of the technocrats moderating free speech, because they moderate it on their platform, of which there are many.
Yeah, you have to ask, like, do people actually want this? Because, I mean, everyone knows that Facebook and these other major social media platforms are moderating speech. And no one seems to be, like, there's no mass exodus.
Well, they gave you the unfollow and block buttons, and I think that they're amazing. They work. Mm-hmm. If you just want to see puppies and babies on Facebook, you can absolutely do that. My wife has managed to turn Facebook into a pleasant place to be.
I'm in an ongoing poke war with Jackie Perry.
And
so you've got Mark Zuckerberg,
okay,
who's one of them.
Gonna get to
and
the
then
Bloomberg,
you've got Michael
right.
Bloomberg, owner of Bloomberg News.
How did you know? It was in that order.
Also destroying Americans' First Amendment rights. And this is the third one. You've got the Sulzberger family, owner of the New York Times. All the news that's unfit to print.
I had no idea it was the Sulzbergers that ran news. New York
yeah,
Times.
They own the New York Times. So you were saying, Mark,
funny,
about the common
they
thread.
They don't sound rich.
The common thread is that they are all... the media is AKA...
Big ISIS is dominated by Bergs.
The Jewish media that controls the world, and they dictate to the world what you're going to say, what you're not going to say. You're going to toe the line, and I'm going to tell you something.
Is the guy who runs Twitter is he a Berg?
Jack Dorsey?
No, his name's Jack Dorsey. He's not a Jew. But the point of the matter is that overall, if you look at the whole, just like international banking,
maybe
the Jews
just...
do control the media.
I don't know.
And they dictate what you're going to
do. I
got to
say, I just went into business with a rich Jewish guy, and I'm very confident.
So, smart.
So, all
the things.
So,
they're good with the money.
So, if you're. So, if your media conspiracy has a gaping hole in it like that, how about picking another media conspiracy that doesn't have a gaping hole, like the fact that Twitter and Facebook and all of these are deeply in bed with the government?
Well, I think that it's fair to say city mice versus country mice. I like this distinction because it really, it seems to be, like, it even goes further. If you're talking about people of different ethnicities, whatever they might be, if they're city folks versus country folks, it really seems to be about that sort of rugged individualism versus the homogeny of people living together peacefully or whatever it takes to have a city of 2 million people not erupt into a race war.
Well, what does that have to do with our media censorship?
They're all city mice. Every one of them wants to control what you can say, where you can say.
Oh, the ones doing it are all city mice.
They're all city mice.
Mm.
And go ahead.
Yeah, that's just my
distinction. Well, a lot of it just comes down to, do you prefer things to be centralized or decentralized?
I think we're learning decentralized works best.
Oh, it does.
But to sort of answer your question earlier, when you said, like, why aren't people getting off of these platforms?
Right.
Well, because the vast majority of people don't say controversial things. Right? So you don't need to, those people who are on Facebook who aren't saying anything controversial or ban worthy, don't care.
We have almost 1,000 people at social.freetalklive.com, and it still hasn't reached a sort of synergy point where you know, enough people are posting and these sorts of things. I will tell you what has synergy is matrix.freetalklive.com. There are people in the chat room right now, and these are busy, busy folks.
Yes.
You know, they're in there right now. I'm looking at the singularity and Baraka 68 something, and I don't have my reading glasses on.
But people who don't have controversial things to say will stay on Facebook. They'll stay on Twitter. They'll get that echo chamber, the mundane, the normal, the average. Right, and it's the people who have controversial things.
And that would be great if they weren't ruling over the rest of us.
But the thing, they're not, because things like Mastodon exist, like social.free.
Well, no. I mean, like, okay, so you have these platforms that don't actually allow controversial information to disseminate.
Yeah,
I think that the worst one is YouTube. So, I mean,
probably.
But YouTube is the worst of this because...
GooTube.
An opportunity for people to make money, but then they will lose that opportunity to make money if they talk about things that are in any way controversial. In any way.
Sure.
You can report the truth about China, and you will be deplatformed.
Mm-hmm.
China Uncensored is a great channel.
They've got a brand new way of flagging people now, too. So it's not if it's... Not only is it if you get flagged if you're against our completely unknown community standards, but also if you call into question anything that is widely reported, that will now get you flagged.
Sure. And so the MyPillow guy got deplatformed from a bunch of places, but guess what? His, you know, documentary, you know, the Truth or whatever, I forget the title of it, is available on Rumble. Right, so there's a platform out
there. I'm not claiming that. Okay, so there's a difference between what is a monopoly in its hard definition and a market maker, as far as any business goes. If you're deplatformed from Facebook and Twitter, the vast majority of the world is unavailable to you.
Right.
Okay.
And that wouldn't be such a big problem, except that vast majority of the world is voting.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they can be convinced very quickly that you know, somebody's bad and somebody's good, and they, you know, these are low information voters.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by they have power over the rest of us. Is that, you know, democracy is set up this way.
This is why we need communities. This is why we need decentralized communities, like we're talking about in Nevada. And I want to talk about that some more because I've been working on this quite a bit, and I think we're right on the precipice of a solution to this particular problem.
Okay. Well, the power that Pete was mentioned isn't the power of the platform itself. It's how they parlay that into political power.
Mm.
So if the platform itself is what it is, it's just a platform. There's a bunch of competing platforms. Pick the one you like best.
You could make the claim right now. You could make it. I mean, there's plenty of... The election was close enough, you could make almost any claim, and it would be, you know, not specious. The election was close enough that you could claim that essentially the deplatforming of Trumpsters, you know, the Trump supporters during the 2020 election caused Trump to lose.
Because those people changed their vote, or because...
Because they might have been able to convince more people that they shouldn't have voted for the other crooked old pervert. Your thoughts, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.